This thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zoma the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, wallabies, squirrels, muskoxen, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. You know, this cold, frigid winter, it's all the gecko's fault, you know. Mother Nature is trying to rid herself of the gecko infestation by freezing them out, and the rest of us have to suffer because of it. Ugh. Are you all good now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zoma the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the erudite. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zoma the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser, and shame on you. But you could, I suppose, catch yourself up at ZomaTheDestroyer.com. So, hey. Gwen has spent all day last Sunday napping. Then I got busy on Tuesday with my new gold prospecting hobby. So I kind of forgot all about doing a show. And I was going to do one on Sunday, except, you see what happened this week? God damn it. It snowed again on Monday. You know, a week ago. Not yesterday, but the week before, the other Monday. Now, it did melt within a few hours, but still, not cool. And then it did it again on Sunday. I was going to do a podcast, and I had to... Now, it was all Georgie's fault that it snowed, so I had to follow around the house yelling at her. And therefore, I was too busy to do the podcast, and you can blame Georgie if you missed it. Which, of course, you did, because this is the world's greatest podcast, obviously. Anyway, so, Georgie's fault. And she's also bitching about the hydro bill being like $1,000. And supposedly it's Iguana's fault, because Ig insists she keeps the house a hospitable temperature, which she doesn't. I mean, the average temperature around here is maybe 24, 25 degrees, despite me telling that chimp to crank it up to at least a balmy 27, but no, it's too hot in here, Zomo, and it costs a fortune to keep it this hot. Well, that's not my problem, Georgie. Get a damn job. Or get a damn man who has a job. Anyways, so she was bitching about that. But you know, cost, apparently it's a factor with the heating bill, but it doesn't seem to be a factor for other animals. Other things. You see, Georgie is spending a small fortune on bird feeders and bird seeds. Also, she can have stupid goldfinches eat her out of house and home and hang around shrieking all damn day in the yard. God, between. I mean, they sound like chimps, you know, they both have that. You know, that kind of noises. I mean, I guess it's slightly less annoying than the chimp sound, but it's pretty damn close. They're both screechy. It's not just goldfinches, too. There's house finches and purple finches and chickadees and juncos and a bunch of stupid little rotten birds. Anyways. You know, I might not mind it so damn much if Georgie hadn't confiscated my Dremel tool and brain electrodes. But since Iguana's not allowed to perform horrible brain experiments on the stupid goldfinches in order to, you know, turn them into a flock of zombie bird slaves, well, you know, if I can't do that, Iguana got no use for the damn vermin. He says to Georgie, how much have you spent on birdseed this month, Georgie? What? I'm helping them to survive the winter. Well, yeah, but with money that could be used for our hydro bill, Georgie. Well, I can afford the hydro bill. I just think you need to scale back on the amount of heat you waste. Ain't nothing wasteful about keeping the house warm, Georgie. And frankly, you keep things a rather drafty 24 degrees anyways. Drafty? It's like a sauna in this damn house because of you. You're welcome, Georgie. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Saunas have a lot of health benefits, Georgie. Especially in frozen, miserable, disgusting third world hellholes like Canada and Finland. You should be thanking Iguana. Saunas are normally one small room, not the whole damn house. Well, Iguana improved on the concept for you. Anyway, there is no getting through to Georgie. about the damn bird feeders or the heat. You know, she's an ungrateful bitch about the whole thing. But anyways, you know, especially about the bird feeders. I like watching the birds. And that's because you also have a pea-sized brain, Georgie. Thus, you can relate to them. Damn noisy brat's gonna be here all year, hanging out in the trees by my bedroom, ruining iguana's beauty sleep and naps. God damn it. Maybe speaking of hydro bills and costs and stuff. So Georgie's brother came over. When was this? Sunday night, I guess. And they got chattering about how he's gonna move to Vancouver Island and start a homestead and maybe grow a little marijuana on the side, because, you know, nobody pays $60 for an eighth of an ounce of tomatoes. Anyways, what the hell is it with all them chimps in this stupid island? Technical support monkey started it. But Iguana's pretty sure that's because what's-his-face moved back home to Victoria and, you know, taking the ferry back and forth to camp in his mom's bushes and spy on him every day is probably getting expensive. Of course, Technical Support Monkey denies that that has anything to do with it. She even insists she doesn't even know where his mommy lives. But, you know, she would say that, wouldn't she? Of course she would. I've wanted to live on the Gulf Islands ever since I was a kid, so I'm not like gone because of him. Right. That's why you live here. And only started doing anything about wanting to move there last month. Right. Yeah, you've always wanted to live on the Gulf Islands, and you're a grown-ass adult chimp, but no. You, instead of moving to the place that you claim you've wanted to live your whole life, no, you stayed in the city that you say you don't like. Yeah, that makes total sense. Anyways, yeah, Technical Support Monkey, she's lying, obviously. Anyway, so she started it, but and it seems all the chimps have, I guess it's kind of like an STD or something. It's like a virus. They all now want to go. You know, Georgie's brother is moving this summer to become a hippie Tony Montana, you know, the Scarface of wacky tobacco or whatever. And then Georgie, well, now you know that the brother's going. Now she's starting to muse about, oh, you know, it would be kind of cool to get off the grid and all that crap. Ugh. That's when Iguana piped up and I said, that better not be code for you forgot to pay the damn hydro bill, chimpette. I already paid the hydro bill, Zamo. You better. Swear to God, I'll knife you if the heat goes down any, even half a degree. Yeah, she tried to ignore Iguana, of course, but then, you know, she and her brother got talking about some place in the Cow Valley, Cow Chan, Chinese Cow, I don't know. The Cow Valley, something or other. It claims to be a Christmas tree farm. That's ridiculous. As Iguana pointed out to them, Christmas trees don't come from farms on Hippie Island. Christmas trees come from factories in China. Everybody knows that. But whatever, they don't believe me. Fine, stupid chimps. And what were they going on? Oh, something about some mosquito or lost kitty or what's that place called? Lost Kitty, Mosquito, Lost Kitty, I think it was. Lost Kitty, I don't know, close enough. Anyways, it's probably infested with mosquitoes anyways, so Iguana looked it up, though. And it turns out this Lost Kitty, whatever, that's where all the dirty hippies moved to after Salt Spring Island got too popular with city folks, who started complaining about the pervasive body odor, you know, thus forcing the hippies to move on. You know, Lasketti, Mosquito Island, whatever it's called, it has no power, no heat, no cars or paved roads, no internet porn either, but, you know, apparently they do have sheep there, so I guess, you know, I guess the hippie dudes make their, you know, they get by. Anyways, there isn't any running water neither, so no shaved legs or washed hair, which I guess is why the hippie dudes go after the sheep, you know, because who wants to deal with the hippie girls? Anyways, I thought I should pipe up and point out the obvious to Georgie. Georgie, you're never going to find a man if you stop shaving and bathing. Who said anything about not shaving or bathing? Have you seen the photos of those hippies who infest that mosquito Lost Kitty, island, Georgie? Why are you going to be so judgmental, Zamo? They're happy there. They're living a natural life, and It's uncivilized and unhygienic, Georgie, not to mention communist. It's an unspoiled paradise. No, Georgie, paradise is tropical with warm running water and forced air heating. That Lasketti, whatever mosquito place is a barren, rocky hellhole unfit for habitation until some nice real estate developers spiff the place up, you know, douse the entire island in Febreze to get rid of the hippie body odor stench. Maybe add a resort and a golf course and a Domino's pizza. Georgie's brother agreed with me. You know, provided that first he gets to buy some big plots of land, while it's still cheap, that he can later flip to the real estate developers for a tidy profit. For some reason, Georgie got all pissy over that, and she got mad at both of us. It was really weird. Anyways, you know, it's funny. For someone who claims to be a progressive, Georgie sure hates progress. Anyways, yeah, so they kept blathering on about that crap. And, you know, at least the island technical support monkey's moving to has power and internet and cable TV. Anyways, what else? Iguana mentioned gold prospecting. So, as I mentioned in the last show, Iggy wants to acquire a golden dragon hoard. But, you know, since them crooked bastards at the bullion store Mr. Heidel goes to, they won't give Iggy any for free. And since Georgie is being a bitch and won't buy me any, Iguana has to resort to other methods, you know. And obviously, it's too cold to go prospecting outside or panning in a river, and it sounds like a lot of work anyways. But, you know, I found out online there's gold to be harvested from electronics. So Iguana's been amusing himself by dismembering all the useless junk Georgie has kicking around to get the gold out of the circuit boards and other components, you know. I haven't acquired too much yet, but it's a start. You know, what did I do? Well, you know, her old VHS player and her electric toothbrush and, that buzzing cactus rabbit thing from Georgie's bedside table. Yeah. Iguana takes it apart, scrape the gold bits out into a little vial, and then, you know, I toss the busted up carcasses onto Georgie's armchair in the living room for her to take to recycling or the dump or, you know, wherever monkey crap goes to die. I don't care. Georgie, of course, not amused. What in the hell were you doing looking through my vibrator? Vibrator? What's a vibrator? And she held up the rabbit cactus thing. Oh, okay. Oh, that thing. Iguana harvested some gold out of it. What the hell for? Gold is very valuable, Georgie. That doesn't mean you should just steal it off people's things. Well, Iggy ain't going up to friggin' Alaska to dig it out of the damn ground itself, Georgie. And you won't buy me none, so Iguana has to improvise. Pass me the cordless phone, would you, Georgie? Well, you know, the damn chimp wouldn't give me the cordless phone. In fact, she put it up on top of the fridge where Iguana can't reach it. And she was bitching at Iggy about the, you know, the pile of useless junk on her chair. And what was she supposed to do with stuff now that Iguana supposedly wrecked it by removing the gold and breaking up the circuit boards and stuff? And as if that was somehow my problem. Taking out the trash is Georgie's chore. But, you know, every so often Iguana does try to be helpful. So I told her, you should phone Dina. She makes hunks of useless junk and calls it art and stuff. Maybe she should make it into a sculpture of some sort. Dina's sculptures are not hunks of useless junk. Why are you going to be such a philistine? We've been over this before, Georgie. I'm not from the Philippines. I'm from Colombia. There's an entire ocean between those two places, you know? Did they not explain geography to you, you know, back in monkey school? Just about then, there was a knock on the door, and Mr. Heidel was there with a wheelbarrow full of old junk for Iggy to harvest gold from. There was an old microwave, some old video game consoles, an old stereo, 3 more VHS machines, and then some other stuff. I don't even know what the hell it was. Anyways, he was like, brought you some junk from my brother's cottage. All the way from Ontario? No, my other brother lives in Nanaimo, has a place on Saturna Island that he just bought and is gonna reno. This is crap the old owners left behind. Cool. Yeah, I should be able to find all sorts of gold in there. Georgie, of course, less than thrilled about the junk pile being dumped in the middle of the living room. You know, in addition to the junk pile that I left on her chair. Anyways, you know, also, you know, she's a stuck-up chimpad who gets mad when Mr. Heidel is coming over when she's still in her pajamas. Well, ever, really, whenever he comes over, but particularly when she's still in her PJs. Probably because Mr. Heidel tends to look her up and down and then say shit like, "I see you're ready for bed. How come you don't sleep naked? I do." I piped up and I said, "That's gross, Mr. Heidel. No one wants to see naked monkey bits."
"I wouldn't mind having a look at Georgie's naked monkey bits."
"Yeah, well, you'd be the only one, you weirdo." Yeah, I'm not sure what Georgie was more offended by. The fact that Iggy said no one wants to see her monkey bits, or the fact that Mr. Heidel says he does. Anyways. So yeah, a whole bunch of stuff going on in the last couple of weeks. You know, I hope when I next do the show, which hopefully if Georgie behaves herself and doesn't cause me to have to spend my whole day on Sunday or Tuesday yelling at her, you know, therefore allowing me time to actually do the show. But anyways, hopefully whenever I do the next show, I won't be reporting that it snowed yet again. But, you know, she seems to be continually offending the sun god, so, yeah, we're so close to when it becomes spring. It's March now, at least. That's sort of, you know, it's better than February. And I just hope the snow pisses off again already, you know. And you know where the snow hits first? It hits first on these stupid islands these chimps want to go to. And I pointed that out, but they're like, "Oh, it's so wet." Well, it obviously comes from there. Don't encourage it by moving there. Anyway, so, I don't know. I have nothing to help here. And then find some more gold, go do some more gold prospecting. Anyway, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely and harvest gold from their iPhone. And then you can go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Hey, I'm tired. Definitely gonna have a few more naps. I'm falling behind on my schedule. Anyways, talk to you next week. Bye.